Hey, good morning, man. MGTOW man. I like to look after things, you know, and because if you look after things, they last for a long, they remain in good condition and they last for a long time. For instance, this is a pair of glasses. Not immaculately clean, but clean enough, you know. But I've had these for 34 years, and they're basically, that's a little bit of sheen from sort of waxy sort of things that wasn't cleaned off properly, but these are basically scratch free. And why these are so good is they're 1.5 magnification, and they're a polycarbonate lens, plus they're chemically hardened to be more scratch resistant. And I only tend to wear them when I'm doing angle grinding, things like that, because with normal safety glasses, I've had it happen in the past where the ship will, if there's a bit of a gap there, they can, the grit will come in, it'll bounce off there and go up in the fucking eye. And I'm not talking so much penetration issues, but when iron grit, you know, gets in your eye, it reacts with the sodium chloride in the tear, in the wetting of the eyeball, and then that becomes ferric chloride, which is caustic. And that little fucking grain of iron will sit on the eyeball and it'll corrode. It won't go through the fucking eyeball, but it'll sit there and chemically corrode as it converts from iron into ferric chloride. And yeah, it's very, very bad, because you have to go to hospital and then they scrape this fucking shit off the surface of the eye, and that's very bad. Don't like it. Had it done two or three times, and yeah, very, very fucking bad. And you know, so there's also other things too, that things can splash. Like in, you know, this is these happen to fit my fucking head really good, right? So for a lot of things, they're fucking for reading, you know, and for a lot of things, they are very good. But you know, when you're grinding or fucking using, say, strong caustic soda solutions or whatever, you can't afford to get that in your eyes. You can't afford, you know, a little bit on your skin's not necessarily a horrendous thing, because you can get sort of some soap and fucking wash it off. But you know, you can't afford to get things in your eyes, you know. So this is what I picked up. This protects the whole face, you know, and the face and the sort of neck mostly, you know. This protects your face, right? So that's a good thing. That's, you know, in grinding or fucking washing things with caustic soda or strong solutions or whatever, it's good. You know, looking after yourself is a good thing. But what I did is, these are not really scratch resistant. So what I did is I got some, oh, where is it? I got some double-sided tape, you know. Where's that? See that? Because the contrast. See, I've got some double-sided tape, right? It's a nice foam. Because here we got the issues of so it's a nice double-sided tape, and it's about a millimeter thick, you know. So in some circumstances that's ideal, in others not so much. But what I did is I cut two strips of gym, like yoga mat or gym mat or something like that, you know. I cut two strips of that and I bonded it to the fucking helmet with a double-sided tape, because there's a fun little magic trick, right? These almost never ever get scratched from the inside, but they get scratched on the outside, and by putting that foam there, that lifts the fucking that lifts the fucking thing off the surface, so you don't get, you know, because these things, if you put them down, the only way they tend to stay down, you have to sort of do that and then sit them like that. But this way, on a flat, clean surface, you can lay them face down so they're sort of stable. And this helps prevent them sliding off and falling off and all this sort of stuff, because the rubber's a little bit sort of grippy, just a bit, you know, and it's soft. But that protects the surface from scratching, you know, or being scratched to a great extent. So therefore, you get your fucking face shield. It protects, you know, your face, right? You know, it prevents water and shit coming directly in over into your eyes from down the fucking top, you know what I mean? Or underneath, and it protects your face from, you know, exploding angle grinder discs and stuff, you know? So, and by adding that sort of thing to prevent scratching, I'll get like probably 10 or 20 times the lifespan out of this than most other people would. So, and what you do is when you wash them, you spray them with cleaning solution, like say Windex or something, you put a lot of that on, and you don't rub it in, because all the little particles on the surface will scratch, you know. So by spraying it wet with, say, Windex or something, you know, both inside and out, this is all fucking waterproof, you know, it's all plastic, it's all water resistant, you know. By spraying it with Windex and then hosing the fucking grit off, you don't get the mechanical abrasion on the surface, you know what I mean? And so you can do that two or three times until it's really fucking clean. And that way, there's all those little things that you can do to get a long lifespan out of your products. And that, because otherwise you have to fucking order it in. You have to get it, spare face shields, you have to order them in. You have to get them fucking delivered. That takes a lot of fucking time. And it's like, well, you know, if you look after things properly in the first place, you know, you get the fucking, you get tremendous lifespans out of things that you do look after. All right, man.